They often listen to that educational channel, and they had a woman.
Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2.
Aunt Mamie, what do you call the things that you lay the wood on in the fire?
Most of the fireplaces used fire dogs made of iron. You would take these, I don't know, most farms had blacksmith shops where you could take iron and bend it around and make it so forth. And it took pretty good material though, because it would get so hot in the fire, you know, and then logs were so heavy too. But I remember that I bought some, I shouldn't have. I didn't appreciate the old-fashioned country things then, but I guess maybe they didn't have enough andirons to go around the fireplaces at Allenwood. But anyway, I bought a pair of black iron ones from King Hardware that were a little bit different from anybody else's. And of course, they didn't belong on the white hearth, but anyway, they stood up high and were different and lasted through the years and all the fireplaces that that I had. Everybody had to have a real strong. Some people would just build up with rocks or bricks places, but it's a usual thing, and you would want andirons that would hold up and keep wood from falling, and so it was best to have them made for that reason. They were, the majority of them though, were just were round at the top with a, and go down and have two little legs sticking out, you know, like a figure of a man.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the wood that you use to light the fire, to start the fire?
Light wood, when you lived on near woodland, it was wonderful to, and you had wood fires. Well, light wood was a necessity to make the fires, and everybody who used wood and would know how to find the light wood when the pine trees would die down, while the light wood could be dug up. And as often though, you would just find a tree down and it would have a lot of light wood in it. And a lot of people made their living just going around in woods and gathering light wood and selling it. You could buy it in bundles at all the grocery stores. And
you said yesterday that some people called it
lighted. Oh, all the country people called it lighted. I don't know that they ever knew it by any other name. Liggard. I remember when my aunt, who lived in Atlanta and had to try to make ends meet by heating jugs to go in the bed, they spent a lot of, they had to have newspapers because they were had to keep up with things. And every newspaper was dampened and rolled tight like wood. And they used that to light and burn. They made burning things out of it by dampening it and rolling it in a certain way.